We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph, and we're beginning five lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, V'Hod Etnan. The Gemara here is looking for Mekairis to different arayas, if they're Bei Min Ha'av, Bei Min Ha'em, and now we're going to talk about Achos Ishtar. We know that someone is Osir to marry his wife's sister, and the Gemara is going to bring a raya from a Mishnah that this Ishtar applies, say if it's your wife's sister through her father, or it's a sister through her mother. And the Gemara brings down a Mishnah to bring that makar that's also both ways. V'Hod Etnan says in the Mishnah, Omru Loi, this Mishnah is later on in the Masechta, Omru Loi Meisa Ishtecha. They told him his wife died. Now this case was a case where there was five sisters, but each one was a sister the other way. And the example Rashi gives is, Yaakov is married to Leah. If you have a pen and pencil, it's kedai to write it down. Yaakov was married to Leah, and they had a child, Dinah. Then Leah married Chetzroin, and they had a child, Yecheved. Chetzroin married Keturah, and they had a child, Sarah. Keturah married Besuel, they had a child, Rivka. Besuel married Chana, and they had a child, Milka. Basically, Milka is sisters with Rivka through her father, Besuel. Rivka is sisters with Sarah through her mother, Keturah. Sarah is sisters with Yecheved through her father, Chetzroin. And Yecheved is sisters with Dinah through Leah. It's not, so you don't have to know exactly, but just that's the way it is. All of them are just sisters, one on one side. And so Reuven was married to Milka. They told him that Milka died. So Reuven went ahead and married Rivka, because even though Rivka is Milka's sister through the father, but Milka died. So he marries Rivka. Then they say Rivka died, so he marries Sarah. Sarah is Rivka's sister through the mother. Then they said Sarah died, so he married the Chevet. Then he married the Dina. And it ended up being no one died. So he landed up marrying five sisters. They're not sisters to each other, because number one is not related to number three. Because number one is related to Rivka through the father, and Rivka is related to Sarah through the mother. So number one is not related to number three, but and number three is not related to number five. So upon him, that's what happened over here. So this is the Mishnah inside. And he married her sister from the father. Then he married her that one sister, Rivka's sister, from the mother. The halacha is mutter b'rishayna uvesusha chamishis. They all land up being alive, so mutter in the first one, the third one, the fifth one, because they're all not related to each other. Upeitaris sarasayim, and then if they taka die and they have the other tzara, it's part of a yibum, because if you do yibum with those three, they're all married to Reuven, so therefore they're part of the tzara. It means, and now Reuven dies without any children, so now they're really all tzaras to each other. One, three, and five tzaras to each other. So one of them, if you marry one of them, if you do yibum one of them, will pass the other one. If you do yibum on one of the two, the two or four, it won't be a yibum. It wasn't married to them. Exactly. It wasn't married to them because it wasn't Typhus Kedushin, because it was his wife's sister. His wife was alive. It's not Typhus Kedushin. He's also to the second one and the fourth one because they were his wife's sister, and that's Aser, and that type of exclusion. And the Bia to the one that made Yibam on any of them were not part of the Tzara. Then Baal Shniel Acham is Roshayna, but let's say Taka Milka died, and then Baal Shniel, and the second one is his real wife, then number three is not going to be Chal, and number five won't be Chal, but two and four will be all right. Alma, it's a complicated mishnah, but all you have to know for this mishnah is Alma. Achoist ishtoi bein min av bein min masuros. Rashi says the raya is because it says that the only reason why shnia is it says the shlishis, which is related to the second one through the mother, it says only the reason you went to the shlishis is because the second one wasn't a wife. But if the second one be a wife, you'd be also to the third. That's what Rashi says, like a diak. Really, it's my first case in the Sefer that says clearly that if the shnia is the wife, then the shlishis is also. So Rashi didn't have to say a diak. Look at the Mefarshim, look at the Mashah, Taisirosh, they talk about it. But upon him, you see from here that Achois Ishto is also Beim and Avim and Aim. What is the Makar for that? That's why he brought us in the Mishnah, to show us that Achois Ishto is also, even if it's a sister through a mother. What's the Makar? Manala. Zokta Gemara. We have a few places Mefurish that it's Mina'av, Mina'im, or only Mina'av. One of the cases are Achoisai. Achoisai, the pasuk says Mefurish, that to marry a sister, say your sister through your father, say your sister through your mother, the halach is that it's an erva. It says in the pasuk, V'ishash yigaches Achoisai bas ova v'bas imoy, it's aser, no matter if it's through a father or through a mother. So let's learn from Achoisai. Ma Achoisai beim ma'av beim ne'im, ma'av kam beim ma'av beim ne'im. So Mor says, no, I'll tell you, don't learn from Achoisai, learn from Doidosa, which is your aunt. Your father's brother's wife is also to you, and that, if we know, it's only from the father.
What
are
we trying to figure out?
Why Achois Ishtai is Osir? Is Achois Ishtai even from the aim? So he said, Achois Ishtai is Osir, Beimena Ab, Beimena Aim, Sayyaf to your sister through your father, through your mother. So here also, Achois Ishtai also. So that's one place to go. Let's go, Mei Dedosai. The loch is that your aunt, your father's brother's wife, is only Osir if it's Mina Av. Veleilif Mei Dedosai. Just like the Dosa, we learned this on yesterday's blat, that your father's brother's wife is only also from the Av. We learn from Mishpachtoi, from Eved Ivri, that you should redeem Eved Ivri, learn from there, Stavka Mina Av. So the Dosa is Mina Av, Loi Mina Aim. Avkam Mina Av, Loi Mina Aim. So there's a question. Achais Ishtoi, we have a Mishnah that says, learn from the Av, that it's also Simon Av, Simon Aim. If it's your wife's sister through her father or through her mother, it's also. Where do we know that from? So we have two things to learn from, either Machoisai or Daidosai. Now, how do you know which one to learn out from? So, the Gemara, Mistavra Ma'achoisai Havalei Lemelech. It makes sense to learn out Achois Ishtoi from Machoisai. Why? Shekein Krovei Atzmai. They're both carved to you because of yourself. By Achois Ishtoi, it's because you're married to her, so that's why her sister is Asa. And Achoisai is your carved. Krovei Atzmai, Krovei Atzmai. So, but Amashenkein, your father's brother through your father. So Mars, no, Adarab, I'll tell you, it's more similar really to your aunt. Why? Adarab, they dosa, you have Leila Melech, can Davai de Kedushin, Mudavai de Kedushin. Achais Ishtai is something that became related to you through Kedushin. Your aunt also is through Kedushin. Your father's brother's wife, you married through Kedushin. Mashainke and Achoisai is naturally your relative. So I think it makes more sense to learn from a Daidosai. So now we don't know where to learn out from. They're both equal, so we still don't know. Why should we learn from Achoisai? More Achais Ishtai. So Mars is the third place where we know that it's only, well, third place you know that Simon Av, Simon Aim. What's that? Elam Eishes Ach, Yalfina. We learn from Eishes Ach. Eishes Ach is your brother's wife, so it's Krevi Atzma, it's your brother's wife, but it comes through Kedushin. That's very similar to Achais Ishtai. And there we know it's Dafka, there we know it's both Menav and Aim, therefore Achais Ishtai is also both Menav and Aim. Elam Eishes Ach, Yalfina. Shkein Dova, Aide Kedushin, Krevi Atzma. It's both Aide Kedushin and Krevi Atzma. I can ask me, Eishesach Gufa Menolai. How do you know Eishesach itself is Osir Bein Menav Bein Menav? Which means your brother through your mother or through your father, the halach is his wife is Osir to you. Eishesach Gufa Menolai, the Tayyim, learned in the Braise. Ervas Eishesachich Lois Egalei, a pasuk in Parashat Achrei Mois, Ervas Eishesachich Lois Egalei, Ervasachich Ahu, he. Remember, the end of the pasuk is the extra words, Ervasachich Ahi. The pasuk is Ervas Eishesachich Lois Egalei, Ervasachich Ahi. So the Braise says like this. The Tanya, Eves Eshachich Lois Galei, Bein Aim. The Isser of your brother's wife is Saif from the father, Saif to your brother through your mother. Atoim Bein Menah, Bein Menah Aim, Ayin Elim Menah, Veloim Menah Aim. Maybe it's Afka if it's your brother through your father, not through your mother. But Dinu, let's try to make a limo. Dinu, Hu Chayev Kam Vechayev Achoisoi, Ma Achoisoi is Mefurish Bein Menah, Bein Menah Aim. Af Kam, Eshach Oso, Bein Menah, Bein Menah Aim. Oh, you know, Klach Derech Zu, learn from the aunt, from the uncle's wife. Klach Derech Zu, Chayev Kam, Chayev B'Dedos. So, Ma Dedos, Ma Av, Loi Mena Aim, because learn from Mishpach, Doi, Dafka your father, Av Kam, Na Av, Loi Mena Aim, Dafka if it's your father's brother through his father, not through the mother. So, Nero, Nero, Lemi Doim, who's Eishach more similar to? Don and Krayv Asma, Krayv Asma, Eishach is your relative, and Achay is also your relative. Val Tchiach Dedos, Oh, you know, Klach Derech Zu, Don and Dovah Shei the Kedushin, Medav is the kedushin. Eish zach is aide kedushin. Eish zach because your brother married his wife.
Not your brother, you asked
to
his wife,
it's aide
kedushin.
It is aide kedushin. It's saying it is aide kedushin. That's what it's saying exactly. But it's a klach derazu donim dava shayide kedushin, which is eish zach midava shayide kedushin from doidasa which is aide kedushin.
Why is it called krevi
atzma? No, it's saying this. It's krevi atzma means that it's because your karav, your brother's your karav, and his wife is also because your karav. It happens the kedushin, but the krevis is through you, not through your father. It's through you. It's your brother. So Mara says, maybe learn from Achoisai because they're both Krevi Atzmai. Mara says, no, learn from Daidasai because it comes with Kedushin. But the Chiach Achoisai, Shesha Bameela. Tam Aloimar, the Pasuk says, So now we don't know. Crossroads. By Eishes Ach, how do we know? Tamaloyma Ervas Achicha Hi. Extra words end of the pasuk. Ervas Achicha Hi. Bei Min Av, Bei Min Aim. Saim Na, Saim Na'im. So the Gemara is going to analyze the Rosh more. Let's recap. At the end of the day, how do we know Achois Ishtoi is Osir Bein Min Av, Bein Min Aim? We learn from Eishes Ach. We didn't know who to learn from Achoisoy or the Dosoy. We said Eishach has both characteristics similar to Achoisoy. It's Adei Kedushin and it's Krevi Asmai. So we have Eishach. Now the Gemara is going to analyze different things by Eishach that we need drushes for. And how do we know this? How do we know that? How do we know Beim Na'av, Beim Na'im? Because it's extra words. The Gemara is going to ask, maybe I need these extra words for something else. Ve'ima, maybe it always has to be Mina'av. Ve'ima, Idib, Idib, Eishach, Mina'av. Only time it's Osir, the only time you're Osir your brother's wife, if it's a brother through the father. So why need two psukim? Why need extra pasuk? Ervas achichihi. Maybe one is chadad yeshle bana mechayi bala. One's in a case where they have children. Your brother had children and they got divorced. He can't marry his wife. The chadad the ain't lo bana mechayi bala. All the cases they got divorced and they didn't have children. So maybe both those cases you have to teach us that it's also when he's divorced from his wife. Your brother's divorced from his wife. He now marries his wife. Saifi has children and Saifi doesn't have children. So Akdemara, Ein Le Bana Bechaye Bala, Midrav Huna Nafka. That we learned on yesterday's blaf from the word Nidahi. That taught us that if he has no children, but he didn't die, he just got divorced, he cannot marry her. So we know from there, you don't need this pasuk Ervas Chichahi for that. We have the Nidah, pasuk Nidah. So Akdemara, no, I still need it for something else. Ve'ema, Idiv Idiv Eishach Mina'av, both Eishach Mina'av, Chodo the Yeshla Bana Bechaye Bala. One is, but if he has children and they get divorced, the other ones teach us that even after he dies, if he has children, he'll marry her. So maybe that's when you have a schichi. Pray to Gemara. What do you mean? I know that from somewhere else. It's the pasuk says the parasha of Yibum. That's a diak. It's mashma. If he has children, it's also do Yibum. So I don't need to pasuk ever schichi to tell you after he dies, it's also. If he has children, we know. Only Yibum is without bonim. Tomorrow says no. I can tell you three different reasons why that's not a good taina. Number one, when Dilma Inle Banim, they have no children, Asur La Alma. Then she becomes a Yavama and she can't marry the Shuk. She has to marry the brother, Vishar Li Yavam. But Yeshla Banim, maybe Shar La Alma, Shar Li Yavam. You could do Yibam or not Yibam if he has children. That's one thing you could have said about that Diak. Inami, Inle Banim Mitzvah, Yeshla Banim Shos. Maybe Inle Banim is a Mitzvah, Yeshla Banim Shos. Or third of all, you could have said Inami, Inle Banim. In yes, the bottom is taka lav. It's also, but lav above mechal say I say. Maybe you need a pasuk erva chichahi to teach us that it's a chorus. So Gemara, you're right. I have a different pasuk to tell you that a eishes ach yesh labanim is a issa chorus. Kasuk kra achina ervas achiv gila. That's for that. So we're saying we know for that. So now back ervas chichahi telling you minaim. So. Now, once you establish that it's also, maybe they have Yibim there also. Just like Eishes, Ma Eishes Achmana Av, Lacha Mises Baal Sharia, if they have no children, it's Munter, Eishes Achmana Aim, Lacha Mises Baal Sharia. On Makra, he, Bavioste, says, Ever Schicha, he, that she's also forever. If it's Eishes Achmana Aim, also what? Oh, so you're asking Akasha, Del Chairo, it says, Geshvachim, and we learn about Achva Achva Mne Yaakov, that's been the father. So Rashi said, you could have said that that's mitzvah mina'im reshus. You could have said mina'im reshus, you don't have a miyat, and therefore, that would be the Joshua Heath. So let's just recap. We have an eishes ach, your brother's wife, is also bein mina'av, bein mina'im. How do you know that from? From eras achicha hi. How do you know that it's also when they get divorced? From nida hi. Even if they have their own children. If they have children, that's eras eishes achicha classic. But hey, no, if there are no children get divorced, it's from neither he. How do you know that if he dies with children, it's Asur Karas? That's from Eras Achiv Gila. And those are all the drushes about Eishesach. That's the recap, all the drushes of Eishesach. So Eishesach is Asur in every single Oifin, besides if he's Mina'av and he dies without children, then it's Mutter. Every other Oifin, your brother's wife, sides the brother through your mother, through your father, is Asur, his wife is Asur. And we have all different drashas, Ervas Achiv Gila, Ervas Chichahi, and Nida. All those words teach us different drashas. Now the Gemara is going to go, and we know how do you know Achais Ishtar is also Min Alameim? We learn from Eishesach. Now the Gemara is going to go to another one of the Isurim, how do we know, other Isurim, and speak about a different Indian. We learned yesterday something called Akesha de Rav Yoina, which means at the end of the parasha of Arayis and parasha Achrei Mois, it says, Ki kol asher ya'aseh mekol ha-ta'ivay se'ila, v'nichrsu ha-nefoshu sa'oisis mekarev amam. You get karas. And the question is, why by certain isurim does it say specify karas beforeish in the pasuk? We have it needs a drasha. The pasuk says alma darsheni. We need to explain why it says karas. So zok the gemara achoisai the kos of a karas lomeli. Why by achoisai does it say karas? It says if someone says the ish ashikach es achoisai bas aviv or bas imay v'ra es arvasa v'hisir es arvasai chesed hu v'nichesu le'enei bnei amam. Why is it karas there? So Gemara doesn't have two pshatim. Achoyus the cause of karas lomeli. So Gemara look at Rav Yechonon. Dam Rav Yechonon shem also kulam behel mechas chayav kol achas v'achas. We know any chi of karas you do b'shagig you bring a carbon chatos. Now since the pasuk is all in one pasuk, a case of Rav Yechonon, you would think let's say someone's over chas v'shalom on a bunch of arayis with one haloma, one mistake. So how many chatos you bring? One chatos or a bunch of chatos? One pasuk. So you were thinking it would be one chatos, come to pass by chorus, it says by chaisai, to mechalik, the chayiv chatos in every single one. Also kulam hel mechas chayiv kol achas v'achas. That's Rav Yechon Joshua. Rav Yitzchak uses it for something else. Rav Yitzchak d'amar, you know why he said that chorus there? Kol chayiv increases v'klal hayu. All chayiv increases v'klal the kesh Rav Yaina. But lama yatasa, chorus by chaisai, l'doinoi v'chorus hayu malchus. That means like this. If you warn someone who does a rayis, that if you do it, you're going to get malchus. What's the halacha? Do you get malchus or not? On one hand, you say it's chi of karas, not chi of malchus. On the other hand, it's alav. So why should you get malchus? What's machlekes? And Rabbi Yitzchak holds that if you warn someone a chayv increase of a malchus, you do not get malchus. How do you know? Because by a chayso it says karas. Teach us that you only chayv karas loy malchus, and you learn out everything else from there. What? No, this is a gilut to everything. Like Rashi says, it's minaklal, but yotzim minaklal, lamina, all chayiv karas, that you're not chayiv malchus on karas. So the problem is, he uses this for that. So lechalik minalon, how does he know that you chayiv a bunch of the chatoyas one halama? Nafkalem el isha, benidas tomas lechayiv al kol isha v'isha. He learns it out from the words of mel isha benidas tomas lechayiv kol isha v'isha. Zogtig mara weiter by doidosoi, by your uncle's wife, it says there, remember it's only minahav, but it says there, loshen aririm yemusu, and the question is, why does it say aririm yemusu do? Why does it say that? So more like this, doidosoi ksiv vei rachman aririm yemusu lamali, why do we need that? Look at the rabba. The rabba rami, ksiv aririm yiyu, ksiv aririm yemusu. In one place it says aririm yiyu, that's actually by Ashes achiv, and by Eishes and by Doidasa, it says Aririm Yemusu. Why does it say these two Lashonis? Haketzad Yesh Labanim Kovro. If someone has children, he buries them. Ein Lo Banim. If you didn't have children yet, Halach Ariri continues being childless. But Veitzrich Lemichtav Aririm Yiyu Veitzrich Lemichtav Aririm Yemusu. Why can you say he'll die childless? We know that he won't have children, and his children will die. Why need both Pesukim? Something like this. Dikas Rachmana Aririm Yiyu. Have a meal. You would say that maybe Aririm Yiyu until the Chet. But after the chet, you might have children. Ad chata aval mechata ve'elach loy. Maybe after the chet, may you still have children. Right now, aririm yiyu. Right now, he'll be aririm. Kaz rachman aririm yimusu. He's going to die childless. V'kaz rachman aririm yimusu. Havamina mechata ve'elach. Maybe dafk yimusu, only after the chet, he won't have any more children. Av mikara before they will have children. Loy. Tzricha. Therefore, you boast, aririm yiyu, aririm yimusu means, if he had children, they're gonna die. And if he didn't have children, he would not have children. And that means, say before the chet, say after the chet, Aririm Yemusu is going to die without children. That's why it says, this pesukim, Aririm Yiyu, Aririm Yemusu, by Doidosai and by Eishes Ach.